We're back here on Giants.com. Today's Giants Insider is Giants defensive lineman Mathias Kiwanuka-Kiwi. This is the first time you've been here. We have not been sharing that defensive line meeting room with Justin Tuck. What has it been like? Has it been a little bit weird, or has it been easy to make the adjustment?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely been weird because he was such a big part of that locker room, big part of that meeting room. But it's something that, you know, as a player in the league, you got to get accustomed to adjusting to. And you know, we've lost some other great players, and we've always had to move on and make sure that we kept the ball rolling. So that's what we're going to do.
Have you taken on a bigger leadership role? How has that leadership come since Justin's been gone?
Yeah, I think as you get older in this league, you realize that a lot of guys are looking to you for little things and things here and there that they can draw from and pick your brain about. So there's obviously been a shared load with the guys who have been here for a while. But I feel like everybody's stepping up and making sure the job's getting done so far.
Well, and two guys are going to have to step up. Obviously, Linval Joseph left in free agency as well. Jonathan Hankins, a second-year guy, second-round pick, and you bring in Robert Ayers from the Denver Broncos. Talk about those two guys and what you think they can bring to the field this year.
I think Ayers has enough experience in this league that he knows and he understands the game. If you watch his tape, he's going to be an asset to this defense. He's fit in very well. He's very comfortable in the system, and he goes out there every day and he performs. So we're looking on him to be one of those anchors of the line. Hankins, I think, has had a tremendous camp. I think he's a guy who, in a list of defensive tackles who have been here or been drafted here since I got here, he could be another, $40, $50 million man somewhere down the line. He's putting it together. He's got the size. He's got the speed. And he's got the energy level. So looking forward to seeing both of those guys contribute. But so far, it looks good.
As you know, historically, the Giants have been known for having a great pass rush. Last year, though, the numbers were down a little bit. Do you think this group, the way it's constituted, can get back to that Giants tradition of getting after the quarterback?
No doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. Like I said, you got the guys inside. Cullen Jenkins is a guy that we look at as a premier inside pass rusher. But then on the outside, we have a number of guys who are stepping up. I think JP looks healthy, looks ready to go. And I'm sure that's a question everybody wants to know. I think he's back to his Pro Bowl form, and all he's got to do is stay healthy, and he'll have a great season.
And finally, how about you? You're back on the defensive line now for the second straight year. We see you doing some of that Justin Tuck standing up behind the line a little bit. Do you feel like you could have a big breakout year here on the defensive line?
Absolutely. And that's what I'm looking for. That was a big reason why I came back, is because I want to be a part of this team. I want to, have my personal best season and get a championship out of it. And I know that this is a place where we can do that. So, I feel great about where I am physically and mentally about going into this season. I'm ready to have a great year.
Kiwi, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Giants defensive line Mathias Kiwanuka. Stay tuned to Giants.com. Training camp just around the corner.